Here's a thought about massive projects. It seems like every photographer I know has at least one massive project they've been working on for a long time, but are yet to complete it. Matter of fact, I know lots of photographers that have a number of projects like this, several, maybe even a half a dozen. Massive projects are fun. They're a challenge. They take us sometimes months, years, decades, so they're very engaging. But the very fact that they're such big projects can also be intimidating. A massive project has its own momentum that resists completion. A good example might be a monograph, a book. If you're trying to put together a book of 150 or 200 pages, that's a lot of photographs. That's a lot of thinking. That's a lot of organizing that has to take place. A massive project like that's hard to do. Or another one is a big one-person exhibition at a gallery. And here again, if you have to put together 80 stunning images for an exhibition, that's a massive project. It can be a difficult thing. And if this were just something that, famous photographers had to deal with because they publish a lot of books and get a lot of exhibitions, that'd be one thing. But literally, I think every photographer I know has at least one massive project that they're working on. But the very size of the project intimidates us and magnifies how complex it is to complete it. So wouldn't it make sense when we're up against an unmanageable project like that to develop a strategy to make it maybe a little easier? That's what I want to share today. It's worked for me for years, and I've shared this a lot in workshops, and people tell me it works for them too. And it's all based on trying to eat a chicken. If you sit down with a chicken for a meal, you cannot swallow the chicken whole. You have to break the chicken up into consumable bits, bites, as we call it. Which means you have to cut it up. You can't just swallow it whole. And the same thing happens with a massive project. It simply can't be done as a massive project. That instead, you're better off to divide it into smaller chunks that are manageable. Think about a novelist writing a 400 or a 600 page novel. You can't sit down and just write the 600 page novel. You break it into chapters. You break it further into paragraphs and sentences. And you manage the little things, which eventually accumulate into the big thing. Massive projects can be managed that way, but they can also be presented that way. Dividing your project into manageable bits is not simply a way to manage the project. It may also be a way to present the project. Massive projects are just as difficult for the consumer to take it all in as it is for us to produce it. So why not break it up so that it's a little easier? The same way a novelist breaks up their novel into chapters, the same way a symphony is broken into movements, the same way a chicken meal is divided into courses. It seems as though that's sort of the nature of consumption and production, that making it smaller bits makes everything a little more easier and manageable. So here's a good example. We had a massive ice storm here in the upstate New York that was huge, one of the biggest ice storms ever. And it was a beautiful time to go out and photograph of the wonderful ice and snow that was hanging on the trees, and it was made all this beautiful, sparkly ice reflections in the sun after the storm was over. It was great, but what am I going to do with that many photographs? As an example of a massive project, I simply started to divide all the images into various groups. I made collections in Lightroom. Some photographs had to do with this subject, some photographs had to do with that subject, some photographs had to do with the third subject, etc. And I organized all of the images that way before I started editing. So I ended up with 5 chapters, if you will, each with their unique set of images, All of them, of course, with way more images than I can ever use, but at least now I had an editing criteria. That is to say, all the images that went in chapter one needed to be a certain kind of image to relate to one another in that subsection of the bigger project. Dividing the massive project into smaller projects made it so much easier to manage, to edit, to know how I wanted to process the images, etc. So, as a general rule of thumb, if you've got a massive project that you're stuck on, that resists being finished, that you're not even sure how to get started, divide it. As they say, divide and conquer. Figure out a way to break your project into manageable bits, and it'll be a lot easier, not only for you to produce, but for people who eventually see your work to view it and to comprehend your project, because they won't be overwhelmed by its massive size.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.